Yeah, Reach Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Samika. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
I'm gonna have your first name and spelling, please.
Chastity, Chasidy, Hardin, Hardin. Do you need the ID number so you can pull everything up?
I might have your phone number in case we're disconnected.
Sure. It's 256-399-3612.
And would you like, excuse me, would you like to receive a text to let you know when the providers are on their way?
Yes, ma'am, I would.
I might have your member ID number, please.
It is 001-034-8435. I called the other day, and it was specific, 109 Harts Avenue, Gadsden, Alabama, 35904.
Okay.
The tow truck that has to be sent out to pick up the vehicle is the tow truck that, like, repos cars, the ones that can actually lift the car up. I told them the last time, because it's a Mercedes, the car broke down on the road on me right up here. My dad was able to coast the car down into the driveway because, you know, it was dangerous sitting out in the road like that. And the aromatic system has went out in it. And being that it is a Mercedes, the freaking car is sitting on the wheels. So the car, I mean, I can put it neutral, but it's not movable. It has to be. The person, but see, I told them this, that the car wasn't, you know,
okay,
drivable. I could put it neutral, but
okay.
And
just
then
well, ma'am, just 1 second, because I'm gonna note uh-huh. that you're saying. So is it the 2006 Mercedes S350 that you're calling about?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so give me just 1 second. After I get all the
okay.
information, I'm gonna notate everything you're saying for the provider. Okay.
Okay, and I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to be upset, you know, but the guy, you know, he was really nice the other day. He kept apologizing. It's like I told him, it's not your fault because, you know, the phone calls are recorded, you know.
Ma'am.
And then he said that you guys had put on the ticket that a Mercedes was a four-wheel drive. Now, who in the HELL, in their right mind, would write on the ticket that a Mercedes is a four-wheel drive?
Well, see,
that is
now,
beyond me, you know?
The question on the, now, I always sent a four-wheel, well, I always asked for a flatbed, but one of the questions is it an all-wheel or a four-wheel drive? So if you
right.
said, yes, maybe it's your all-wheel, that's probably why it was checked, yes, for all-wheel or four-wheel, because that's the question.
Well, it's a Mercedes-Benz. I don't know
okay.
what kind of car it is. I don't
okay.
know what, but I know it's, if you've only got two choices,
mm-hmm.
it is definitely not a four-wheel drive, that's for sure.
Okay, no. Okay, so what color is the vehicle?
It's white.
Okay, give me just 1 second, because I want to notate everything you're saying.
And the truck that has to come out here is the trucks that repose cars, ones that can actually lift the vehicle off the ground. So please make sure that that's noted this time.
Okay. So it says that this car may be set up for you to pay the service provider directly and send those expenses in for reimbursement consideration.
No, the insurance pays for it. Because
okay,
it's not even having to be towed like a mile down the road.
Okay. So when did you, last use the service?
When did I last use? I don't know. I mean, you want me to? Hey, guys, when was the last time that we used the roadside assistance service?
I'm not seeing.
My mother just said she didn't know, and what difference did that make?
Because you get one service. It says one service every 72 hours.
Yes, but it wasn't used.
Okay.
And I could have called yesterday. See, that's what the guy was explaining to me. But do you not understand that if I call an attorney and I have that attorney subpoena that call recording, I mean, you know, I don't understand why you guys, and then too, not only that, the guy that y'all sent out here, he pushed the car. Like, my car is literally pushed into freaking, I hope it didn't damage the front vehicle. I'm very upset with this, especially when it was told, because the guy, your person that works for the company admitted that y'all wrote the ticket down wrong. That's not my fault. And I was told that it can only be used once every 72 hours, but because it was done wrong and that they had, you know, he understood and he kept apologizing. But it's not a customer's fault when someone on that end, you know, writes up a ticket wrong. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yes, ma'am.
So, I mean, it's, you know, and then they were told, you know, I can't even get the flipping car. I mean, literally, it goes to Mayo's garage, which is not even a mile down the road here. I mean, you know, it's common sense. You know, the vehicle is broken down. It's got to be fixed. It's not drivable. And I told them that the car shut down. You could not drive it. It would not work. The airmatic system went out on it. And those type of cars, being the type of cars they are, it shuts the whole car down. Now the whole car is sitting on top of every tire. So you can't even move the car except, you know, by a tow truck. A tow truck that can pick it up off the ground and stick it up on the back of a bear, whatever you want to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to be ugly. The other people's mistakes are not my problem. You know, I have been going for, and I have been going, and then two, I think, is it 30 miles that it's free? And after 30 miles that I'm not going to be out of pocket a dime.
Okay. I'm going to place what I'm retold, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
She says she's going to place me on a brief. I was just trying to say that.
You're not calling our insurance company no more.
She said, no, they're trying to sit there and say that I could pay and then get reimbursed. Fuck that shit. I'm not paying them.
You're not.
No, I will not pay a dime.
You're not calling our insurance company no more.
I don't want to. That's another thing. See?
Yep.
I'll be taking care of that too.
Good. You don't find out how much you're going to
do. It ain't going to be that bad.
It's
paid for.
Yeah, it will be, your age.
I'm not 18 anymore.
Nope. If I'm not
I don't think you guys should pay that. I don't think we should pay the insurance company that much money. I think we should switch. Because the last time that it had to be used, it wasn't used. It was 4 days ago, not three, four. It was Monday. The guy told me I could.
It's not her. Noon.
The guy told me I could call Thursday. Like I said, he was really nice. And I told him that I hope I got to talk to him. And that's like I told him, it's not his fault. And it wasn't his fault.
Okay, ma'am, what time did you use the service? Because you have to call back around that same time in order for it to be no charge. You have to call back around the same time you called 3 days ago.
I think I called, it was like 12.
Okay, so
I can't remember. Don't you have it?
It's
he
not
told
sure.
me, I, like I said, the guy was really nice. He told me I could call Thursday. And today's Friday.
Sure. Yeah, it's still saying that it's going to be a charge. So you have to call back
okay,
around
can
the same
you,
time that you call.
Okay, but can you tell me what's in your system? Is the time? Because you got to have the ticket. Because he said he would leave the ticket.
Yeah, it's not showing it.
To make sure that nobody, you know, messed it up again. He was real sweet. Like, and then, you know, and it's not your fault either. And I apologize if you think I'm not being rude
right.
to you. I'm really not. I'm just very frustrated because the vehicle needs to be fixed. And, you know, this is just goes from bad to worse.
Like I said, it's 12:05.
So he didn't
this is the one. So you'll call back around lunchtime. And
okay.
that way it won't be out of pocket for you, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, I will
right.
do that. I will try
okay.
to call. Maybe this is the fourth time I'll call. Maybe this will get it done then. I'll call it 12:30.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much, and you have a blessed day.
You're welcome, ma'am. You did the same. Bye-bye.
Thank you.